Stuart, congratulations, fantastic performance.
Yeah, it's always nice to win, but win with a performance like that. I thought right from the first whistle, the intensity was excellent, what we talked about. Bristol Rovers are a dangerous side, you know, you saw some of the shots they had, and they scored lots of goals, they've won four on the bounce, and, you know, it was a game today we really had to have that real tempo about us, and we did, and, you know, it was really pleasing performance, as you say.
Great start, and Chalhoub with a goal, the first of a hat-trick today, you must be delighted for him.
Yeah, we've got a little bit more. When Charlie's in the team, which we've not had and remain, we're a lot more dangerous than some set players, you know, and because we've obviously got two more lads that are good in the air, and I think it was Romain who flicked it on and Charlie was at the back post. So that helps, you know, little things like that people maybe not notice, but once you get them two lads back in, a bit more physicality in the team, and certainly set players, we were dangerous all day because, you know, Macca's delivery is a top draw.
Yeah, they were indeed. Charlie White then, obviously his first goals of the season, what are you expecting from him this year?
To get himself fit. Because obviously he's missed most of pre-season. You know, he was struggling at the end with a bit of cramp, so he'll have a good week's training. But we were ribbing him yesterday about any chance of him, you know, chipping in with a goal or two tomorrow, and, you know, he's come up with three. So, but I think it was an obviously Chan will get the headlines, but I think there were some really big performances all throughout the side.
Dominant in midfield, you must be pleased with how well the likes of Jake Reeves has come in and done for you.
Yeah, terrific from day one. Reeves is, and listen, Josh Cullen were terrific for this club, and I love Josh. But Reeves has stepped in there, and it's as if we're not missing Josh. You know, he gets about the park like Josh did, and, you know, a real tenacity and a good passer. And today to have remaining along with him, and Laws are giving a bit more of a freedom to go get forward, because their midfield three are a good midfield three. And I thought them three worked terrifically well for us today. You know, Dom and Charlie up front, you know, worked their centre-backs. And Gilly was excellent out wide. So, all in all, going forward is very good.
Adam Chickson back. You must be pleased to see him back.
Yeah. Obviously, he only started training with us on Thursday. But, you know, he's a determined lad and he was desperate to get back involved. And I thought, you know what, yeah, let's go. Because Tom had, we thought last week he'd come off with a hamstring. We thought he was going back a couple of weeks. But in the end, I think it's been a bit of muscle fatigue. So, it made me mind up halfway through the week that if Chicks were okay, I would play him.
Not quite the clean sheet you probably would have wanted, but you saw it out well enough in the end.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously. But when that goal goes in with 10 minutes to go, and knowing that the players in their team that can get shots off, and that you know, your mind goes back to last Saturday when we were 3-0 up. So, but no, I think it was a good professional performance. You know, good attacking play, which we want, and, you know, entertain the fans, who were terrific again today.
Yeah, great performance. Happy the window shut now and all the speculation's done with?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think ask any manager, they're always delighted when the window shuts. I was a bit disappointed that there weren't a lot of more top Division 1 players leaving to go to the Championship, but the likes of Fleetwood and Peterborough and Bristol Rovers managed to keep their top players, unfortunately, but that's tongue-in-cheek. But it's we're pleased it's over. And then we wait 4 months for the madness to start again.